head basketball coach of the Salukis, Brian Mullins. Brian, Trent Brown, your first commitment here at SIU. What do you like about him?
Trent, he's a winner, first of all. He comes from a great basketball family. He knows how to play the game. I think, his toughness really stands out too. And, obviously offensively, he can really shoot the ball. He knows how to pass. I think the people here are going to love watching him.
Some fans I've seen have made comparisons for him already. Kent Williams, some even said Brian Mullins. Is that fair, you think?
He's a little bit different. He's kind of like a mix, probably. He probably shoots it better than I did. Not as tall as Kent, but he's going to work extremely hard, and he's going to be successful because of his work ethic. And, when you have those type of kids in the program, usually the program's successful.
He played with one of the top recruits in the high school realm, Nico Mannion. How does that play into his development?
It's awesome for Trent because he got to go against one of the best players in the country for the last 3 years and practice against him every single day, shoot with him, see his work ethic. When you're around those type of players, you kind of have to raise your game up.
Barrett Benson, a grad transfer coming here from Northwestern. What do you like about him? How's he going to help change the roster?
We needed a guy with size. We needed a guy who can help us in the paint. And I think Barrett, has a chip on his shoulder. He went to the NCAA tournament. He's a winner. And, I think, he's got something to prove in this last year. And he wants to, play basketball after he leaves here. And he's extremely motivated right now, which is a great thing to coach.
Harwin Francois, a JUCO transfer here. He was a big three-ball threat in the JUCO circuit. What's his role going to be here? Do you see him being a bench player or someone that you can start?
I'm not sure about that right now. Everyone's going to have the opportunity to start. So, his role is going to be able to come in here, be able to make shots, be able to play defense, be a high-energy guy. And, I think the fans are going to, love watching his intensity too.
And having those type of guys on the floor, even coming off the bench or being able to start, being able to hit that three ball at a big moment, that's huge, right?
Yeah, I want guys who can make shots, and the floor will be constantly spaced. And, he's a threat every time he's on the floor because of his ability to shoot the ball.
Marcus Damask, maybe your biggest get this offseason, Wisconsin Mr. Basketball. How excited were you to get him?
Very excited. He's, he's the same thing as Trent and the rest of the guys. State championship winner, comes from a great basketball family, extremely hard worker, humble kid. He's got a chip on his shoulder as well. And, I'm excited to coach him and the rest of these guys.
Do you see him maybe and Trent being redshirted, or is that something that you have to maybe lay off of for now?
Yeah. No decisions on that right now. But we expect these guys to come in and be able to play for sure.
Ben Harvey, another one that you got now. I think that rounds out all the ones that you've got so far, but he has to sit out a year, but he's still a big get.
Yeah, he is. He had a great freshman season. I think he scored 29 points in a game already. He's an extremely efficient player, hardworking, won undefeated high school team, state championship. So, we're trying to build a culture with the type of guys we recruit.
What other positions are you trying to find? I know you have a couple more scholarships.
Yeah, I think we'll probably add another guy, in the guard position, anywhere from the 1 through the 4, and then probably add a big guy as well. And, we just want to make sure we get the right type of guys. There's still so many guys out there right now that, just to take someone, I think is the wrong approach. And to make sure we do our homework and our background and make sure we get a guy who's going to fit the rest of the team.
You and your brother kind of have a nice mixture of everything because he was at Illinois State, you're at Loyola, and then you played here at Southern Illinois, all successful programs during your times there.
For sure.
How are you trying to incorporate everything there?
I think we're taking things from the people that we worked for and the people that we learned for, and kind of making our judgments off that. And I think the best thing is that I'm coming from a Valley school, Brendan's coming from a Valley school, that we've been in this league, we know what it takes to win in this league, we know the rosters are coming back in this league, so I think that gives us a big head start too.
How surprised have you been by the amount of transfers you've had from the previous roster?
Not very surprised. Yeah, not very surprised.
CQ Dembele, the only one remaining from last year's class. How is he coming along? Do you see him fitting in?
Yeah, Siku's awesome. His energy is big time, toughness, wants to get better, extremely coachable. I think he's going to have a great career here.
And then how are Cook and McGill going to, their leadership, them being here for so long, how are they going to be able to help you with such an overhaul on the roster?
Yeah, they were great in the spring workouts, their coachability, their energy. I think they want to be pushed. I think they're motivated to have a great senior year. And they're going to be coaches on the floor. So we're going to have to, continue to establish that trust and that relationship throughout the summer and the fall.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Appreciate it.